rebellious teens, anxiety, depression, or just generally having a bad day, call Mama Mac. If life has you down 0-2, before you strike out, learn to go yard. Go yard with Mama Mac on this radio station, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And welcome to Hollywood Connections. I am Beth from Las Vegas, and I'm also now Mrs. Arnold, and I'm still Dawn Reese on my showbiz territory land. And I have a powerhouse show today. Yvonne, are you excited?
Yes, I am.
I know. And before we start everything, Cameron, say hi.
Hello, everybody. This is Cameron.
That's right, the Michael Bublé of Tampa, they call
Michael
you?
Michael Bublé of Tampa Bay.
And we're going to talk about your auditions that we got to America's Got Talent shortly. And then I have a mystery guest. I'm not going to tell you. We're just going to say hi. Tell everybody hello.
Hello.
And he does a lot of films here in Tampa, so we're super excited about that as well. And do you have his song, Peter, that we're going to kick off for the show?
Yeah, let me get it ready here. Hold on a minute.
Very cool. So what song are you going to sing for us?
I picked a Frank Sinatra standard because that's where I started from, and one of my favorites. I'm 26, so I figured the perfect song to do is You Make Me Feel So Young.
Ooh, I like that.
You Make Me Feel So Young. That's me. I'm young.
So, Cameron, how long have you been singing?
Honestly, I started when I was 18. Okay. I didn't have the confidence until I was 18.
Okay, and so...
But I played saxophone since I was about 8, so.
Well, you're going to have to come back to the station and play saxophone for us as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so we're about to go, and just give me a cue, 1, 2, 3, and hit it.
Just like an old balloon, you and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadows, wrapping up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, a bell to be rung, a wonderful fling to be flung. Even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel like I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. Every time I see your grin, I'm such a happy individual. Moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like an old balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadows, revving up. Oh, oh, you make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, a wonderful fling to be flung. Even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel like I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so, my heart just feels so. You make me feel so young, babe. You make me feel so young, But as I do, you make me feel, you make me feel so young.
Wow. Yeah. Is that awesome? Awesome, 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 Cameron.
Thank you, thank you.
So right now, we're going to give a quick weather report. I need my husband to come over here. He actually is Mr. Arnold. Would it be easier, Bert, if I take my headsets off here so I can do some filming? And we'll be right back, and we have some special guests. Then we're going to call New York right afterwards. And here is Mr. Arnold with the weather report. Stay right here. All right, here we go. We are live at the station. You're on
All right.
air.
Well, here we are with the weather report. You know, we're going to have a beautiful day tomorrow. Our weather pattern is fabulous. We're going to have just a great spring week. Everybody on spring break, yes, go to the beach. The water will be warming up slowly. The winds are going to be light, so you're going to have a wonderful week. Just a chance of rain maybe next Saturday. That's far off in the weather. But the highs, today is the coolest day. We're going to warm up for our highs. We'll slowly, gradually get up to the mid to high 70s. And we got sunny skies, and, you know, we're going to have some clouds here and there. But the clouds are always fun to watch, so... We look forward to a beautiful week in Tampa Bay.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold.
Thank you.
What do you think of our famous singer here?
Oh, that was amazing. Sitting in the studio, just a cappella, I was like, where's the orchestra at?
I know. Fabulous, isn't it? And then we have a surprise guest in the house as well. We're going to be right back. We're going to call New York. We're going to get New York on the phone, and you want to just say, how do these happy, here, you know, we want to give a little shout out to my feet.
Oh, our feet.
Well, yeah, my feet walked me down the aisle on my wedding day.
You wore
in
them?
My favorite shoes. Oh, yes.
Your favorite shoes, yes.
My favorite shoes. I wore them out. They're almost worn out.
You wore them at the wedding?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
So give them the website.
The website is my feet.
Come on, here we go. We're live on the air.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, anyways, we'll get it back. I'll get it back in a second.
Okay.
Myfeet.com.
That's it. There we go. Simple as that. All right, yes. We're going to be right back. And any other last words, Bert?
I am so happy to have Dawn as my wife.
Aw, that's nice. Right. I'm so happy that you have Dawn as your wife.
They're like probably
magical. Where's
Dawn? She's holding the camera, my beautiful co-host.
Yes.
And Cameron, you're live on Facebook.
Hey, everybody.
And here's our special VIP guest.
Hey.
Hi. We're on the air in just about 5 minutes. We'll be right back. Okay, so we have New York on. Okay, can you hold this, Yvonne?
Yes.
This is your live on.
Can you
actually, here, Bert, just for a second.
Just for a second.
Okay, Steve, are you on?
Yes, we're here. Jen, to say hello to Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
First of all, here in the Chapters Wrap in New York here, we want to congratulate you on your new marriage, and welcome back to Florida there.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And also, I guess, real quick, Steve, I have a film director in the house I want you to say hello to.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
It's Anjani Pandey.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And tell our listeners a little bit what you do.
I'm a theater artist. I started 25 years back in India, and then I came here in 99, and I was like 5-6 years I was just taking care of my wife and paperwork, and then I started doing lot of short films, doing myself and helping the film community here. And down the line, in last 7 years, I completed almost like a 20-ish, like more than 20th film, short films. All are short films, and I got several awards, like a best director, best film. Some of my actors got best actress award. And if you count, almost like my out of like best 11, 12 films. It's been all over the world, like more than 65 or even 70s film festivals screening. And then for last 1 year, I'm like full-time filmmaker. I quit my...
That's wonderful.
Yes, I quit my 9 to 5. It was not 9 to 5. It was like 24/7.
Wow.
That's kind of like us, too. We work 24/7 here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got you there. So if you quit and do what you do, that's wonderful.
Well, you know, you're also live in Long Island on his station.
Right.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
besides
yeah.
Florida.
The Chapters Wrap, WGBB, 1240 a.m. in New York, and the first radio station here in Long Island.
So, Steve, well, we have you on the air. I know we have an actor calling in from Vegas, another producer of a show that we saw, and Jerry, and there's some callers that will be on, and I need to know, you have a singer as well that you want to have them perform for a moment.
We have 13 or 14 singers. And
oh, my God. Wow. There's a choir.
New York, totally different than you guys in Florida. We just bring out everybody here. So we have Our Lady of Mercy Academy Select Girls Choir from Syosset with director Nicholas Triani.
Okay.
And they're going to sing a classic rock song, Kansas, Dust in the Wind. You guys ready in Florida?
Yes,
we're
ready
are.
In Florida.
Yes, right. Yes.
We're live in New York as well.
All right, take it away, girls.
You have to go to 1340.com. Watch the show. We have like a huge orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Angelica. That's his film.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Give it up here, live in the studio here. What do you guys think down in Florida?
Are we on? Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Beautiful. Actually, while you're on, I have another singer I want to perform for you. Kevin, I know you're on hold from Las Vegas, and we're going to get right to you. And I want Long Island to hear this amazing performer that's here, and I want someone to help book him in Long Island on your show as well. And okay. Hold on, because you got to hear this guy. He's fabulous. And are we ready to go? The song? All right. Okay. Okay, and the song that you just gave him was, what song are you going to say?
It's...
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Well, he's looking at that here, and...
We're having some technical difficulties right now with the computer, so I'm trying to fix it.
Thank you, yes. Peter. I appreciate that. So in the meantime, Steve, I want you to introduce Cameron. Cameron, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Can you just sing a cappella?
How you doing, buddy?
I can sing a cappella.
All right, you got to hear this live.
All right, take it away, Cameron.
I'll do Fly Me to the Moon.
Like
oh,
it.
I like
great
that.
One.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's familiar with that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
You.
You. Thank you.
So we have some amazing people. Also, too, is with our film director in the house today. Tell them what your film is and your website.
Beautiful voice.
I don't know.
All right, we're gonna have to check out there, Florida. Dawn Reese, thank you so much for the Hollywood Connections. We want to thank you so very much for coming back and joining forces again with New York and WGBB 1240 AM.
Okay, and can we just give your website for the film director that's here? Your website?
Yes, it's www.am1240wgbb.com.
Okay.
This is the Chapters Wrap. If you ever want to call in, 631-888-8811 or 631-888-8812. So New York is signing off, and welcome back, Dawn, and congratulations on your new marriage.
Okay, 1 second. We just have the film director's website.
Hey, it's
okay,
yeah, it's a Nukad-USA, spelled as NUKKAD-USA.org.
And we'll send that to you later, Steve, for your site.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting a feedback, but thank you. Have a great show. And how are we doing, Peter, on calls?
Okay, thank you, Florida. We're gonna go.
All right, well, that was live in Long Island.
We got Kevin.
Okay, and somehow I'm getting a feedback really bad.
I think it's on the callers in there.
Okay, all right. Kevin, are you on the air?
I am.
Hi, and we also have Jerry. Is he on the air yet? We have Jerry.
I'm here.
Jerry is the promoter of the Stars in New York and my promoter. And Kevin, we saw your show. Tell everybody what your show is in Las Vegas.
Oh, well, it's Defending the Caveman. It's a one-man Broadway show about men and women in relationships, how we communicate differently, and how those differences cause us to misunderstand each other. You know, for example, if a woman says, I'll call you, she means when she gets home. If a man says, I'll call you, he means before he dies. And we explain why that is.
Oh, I want to tell you, when you saw Jerry and I sitting in the front seat and we were taking notes and you're like doing your show with a couple hundred people there, of course, and you're like, okay, what are you two doing? And we're like, we're doing a review on your show. And you went, put those phones down. And you said, why are you doing that? It's because you're calling in our radio show.
Yeah, right. I had no idea.
I know. So listen, you're an actor and I've got a film director in the house as well, Kevin. And you're with William Morris Agency, correct?
Yeah, the show is Caveman. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Do you want to do movies as well?
Well, I love doing movies. In fact, I just finished a role. I don't know if you know who Ted V. Michaels is.
He is the
horror movie director who has directed and written such classics as Corpse Grinders, and of course Corpse Grinders 2. And in 1983, he did 10 Violent Women, and I am one of the stars of 10 Violent Women Part 2. And unfortunately, due to budget constraints, there's really only 6 Violent Women in the movie, but I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Very cool. And your show is fabulous. I'll tell you, how long have you been doing this show? You can jump in. Any questions you
have? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I've been doing Caveman since 2003. I started out on the Broadway tour. I took that over from Rob Becker, who's the original star and playwright. And we moved to show to Las Vegas in 2007, and I've been doing it there ever since.
Well, you know, when we went after on stage and we went live on Facebook, and you said, oh, I have to hook you up with my friend in Los Angeles. He's a big casting director. And you said, Jeff Olin. I went, I love Jeff. Jeff was just on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's funny. Jeff and I went to grade school together. We grew up together. Boy. We played on the same Little League team together. Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
We go all the way back.
That is so cool. It is a small world in show business, and people don't realize that. How important that is, you know, and
have that communication.
True. Mm-hmm. With your producer that you have from your show, what is his name?
The producer? Well, the company is owned by Theater Mogul, which is a theatrical production company out of Iceland. Rob Becker sold the rights to them about 8 years ago, and they produced the show worldwide. It's currently in 30 different countries and I think 20 different languages. And then our producer in Las Vegas is John Bentham.
Okay. And give everybody your website, the show, how long you're going to be running at the D Hotel, and where they can go and get a review on your show. And maybe do you have a trailer on that as well?
I believe we have some video at defendingthecaveman.com.
Nice.
Okay. Sure there's some stuff up there, yeah.
Okay. And also, too, Jerry, are you still there from New York?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Is there something you'd like to ask Kevin or the film director that's in the house here with us? And his new movie that's coming out is called Nothing Can Stop Me.
That's a good title.
Yeah. This is a very unique type of film. This is going to be a typical action drama Hollywood film, but I'm trying to give a Bollywood flavor. So this will be kind of like when you are watching, you will feel like you are watching Bollywood film in your own language by performed by your own local artist and local location. So you will feel amazed by the when it will come to the theater. And again, it's called Nothing Can Stop Me.
It's in production now.
It's in pre-production.
Yes.
And Mm-hmm.
Now, Jerry, too, is... Jerry, you know, he has one of the stars...
I have a question.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Will it end with a big Bollywood-style dance?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, yes.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, yes, yes. We have a lot of twist in this Bollywood. You will see the action, the song, and the costume, and you will see feel like it's your language, your people, but it's a Bollywood film.
Where are you filming this from?
It's all in Tampa Bay area.
It's in Tampa Bay.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
You know what's so exciting, Kevin and Jerry and Yvonne and Cameron? He actually has, you have Bill Cobbs in your movie.
Yes, we have one celebrity from Hollywood, one celebrity from Bollywood.
Wow.
So that's why it's called Hollywood-Bollywood fusion film. And Hollywood celebrity is Bill Cobbs.
Yes.
And from Bollywood, we have Aryan Ved. And this way, we are trying to mix. It's a very good Hollywood-Bollywood fusion film.
And it's in production, so you have all the actors you need?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We are working on some fund, last bunch of fund, and locations.
And so what are your plans for the future? After this one, because I want to be in one of them.
Yeah, yeah. No.
She's an actress.
I'm an actress.
Yeah. You're most welcome. Actually, we still have a shooting in. It's in May. We will shoot, and we can't offer you the lead role, but we have so many speaking roles still available. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, Kevin and Jerry, what's so exciting is I interviewed Bill Cobbs a while ago. He was in the Nightmare Museum.
Yeah. He and he's coming in May.
Wow. Yeah. And so we have that clip, but we're going to come back in just a second because I'm still interviewing Kevin from Las Vegas. And
well,
is it?
Yes. This is so funny because we had a couple from India. Our sound director, Troy, will play various sound clips throughout Defending the Caveman just to make it interesting, and depending on however the show is going. And he played a typical Bollywood-style song, and I attempted my version of a Bollywood dance. This couple in the front row stopped me. They're from India. They stopped me. And they came up on stage and they taught me how to do a proper Bollywood dance.
Oh, wow. That was good.
They said, yes. They said, you hold up your right hand and you pretend to change a light bulb.
That's cute.
You pretend to turn a key in a lock with your left hand, and with your right foot, you pretend to crush out a cigarette.
And
then you switch. And so that's my Bollywood dance.
Wow. Okay.
Come down to Florida. We will show you some more trick.
Okay. So, Kevin, I got a question for you. This is Jerry. How did you originally get started in doing what you do now? You were a comedian before this, or what was your first original thing that you did and how you got into the entertainment field?
I'm the typical American actor. I started doing plays in high school, and then I went to Indiana University down in Bloomington, Indiana. I went to drama school there, and I became an actor in Chicago, and I took classes at Second City, improv classes. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Clown College and learned physical comedy. And then after all of that, I worked as a stand-up for a while. And then when the chance to do Caveman came along, I went back to my first love, which is acting.
Well, you know, a lot of people, because I have... Do, yeah, go ahead, Jerry. Okay.
You do such a great job because, you know, it's so hard to do a one-man act. It keeps people's attention. And I got to say this for anybody that's going to Las Vegas, if you miss the show at the D, you're crazy because drag everybody you can to it because it's such a fantastic show. And I will actually go back and see it again and bring my friends back to see it, too. Thank you.
Yeah, and
thanks, Jerry.
Hey, and Kevin, real quick, you know, I went to comedy school 5 times over, and they said that I'm not a real comic because I haven't graduated comedy school. And I went through with my first divorce. I have to go back in time here. And instead of going to therapy, I went to comedy school. Now, did you go to comedy school, or was it Hard Knocks of Life that you told everybody about your life, you know, on stage?
No, I had been a clown with Ringling Brothers, and when I left the circus, I went back home to Chicago, and I thought I'd give stand-up a try, so I found out when the open mic nights were at various comedy clubs throughout the Chicagoland area, and I started, you know, I wrote 3 minutes of what I thought was funny, and started doing open mic nights, and fortunately, this was right in the middle of the big stand-up comedy boom. And they put me to work fairly quickly.
Nice. Now, you have a Facebook, a Twitter. Do you actually read your Facebook and Twitter? Now, of course, I know that because I've added you.
Sure, every day. I don't pay much attention to my Twitter because I don't tweet all that much. But it's Kevin Burke Show, you know, at Kevin Burke Show. My personal Facebook page is Kevin Burke Online, and then our Caveman Facebook page is Defending the Caveman Las Vegas.
Oh, fabulous. Nice. Well, Kevin, I will see you again back in Las Vegas. And thank you so much for a great show and great memories. Next time my husband will be with me. I think we played a little bit too much. What was that fortune cookie game over at the
fortune
Fremont?
Cookie.
Oh, yeah. And about probably 10 white Russians.
Oh, wow.
And for Dawn's fans, I just want to say I just sent her like 100 pictures of her wandering through the underground of Las Vegas, the casinos and everything. So you can see all this stuff. It's such an amazing thing. It's like being in a city and walking in a city of light.
Mm. Oh, I had so much fun.
Yes.
And Kevin, any last words that you'd like to say? We definitely want to have you come back and we'll play a clip of your caveman.
Oh, that'd be fine. Anytime you like. Come see Defending the Caveman and fall in love with your significant other all over again.
There we go. And that's Kevin from Las Vegas, Nevada. And did you have any more questions for him?
That's Kevin.
I know. Wait, Kevin, before you go, you know what I ended up playing half the night? Caveman Kino because of you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How'd you do?
It was okay. We did all right at the D Hotel. You know, it was not bad. But
good.
Yeah, I like that. Caveman, we go see Caveman, and there we go, Defending the Caveman, and go play Caveman Kino.
There you go.
Kevin, thank you so much from the heart for calling in, and we'll definitely get you back on the air and play some more clips of your show. I can't wait.
Anytime. Thank you, Dawn.
Awesome. God bless. Thank you.
And Dawn, I want to send a thank you out to Kenny for taking me everywhere and doing everything and making sure I was there as close as I could to be on time. Even for your wedding.
Yes, Ivan, thank you very much as well. And we're going to go right to a commercial, and we'll be right back. We're going to go to Yvonne's Tax, because I found the best tax person in the world here in Florida. If you need your taxes done, this is the man, Daryl Madison. We're going to that commercial in just a second. That's my show. And then we're coming back with more interviews.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese radio show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm back. I'm reading lips here. I'm trying to read lips. Peter, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying that nothing is working right now, and I'm trying to get it working, but we got Diane on the line, and we've also got, Jerry on the line.
Okay, so. Keep Jerry on the line. So let's get Diane real quick, and there, I have a surprise for her. Diane, are you there?
I was going to ask you, did you get my pink card?
I did, Diane, and I want to thank you so much. Actually, I'm looking at the envelope, and thank you, Olive Garden. That was a beautiful gift from the heart, and we will definitely go out and enjoy that for our wedding gift. And I have a film director here in the house with us, and Diane wrote this book. Before I go on, I want to see what you thought of this. I'm going to give you the book.
It's called
Celebrity Obsession. Now, she was actually... you know, a teenager, like all teenagers are obsessed with celebrities. And I want to get your opinion because I think this would be one heck of a great movie.
Yeah, that's it's an exciting topic. And I really want to say one thing, which I always tell the people, especially the talking about the teenagers, and they follow the celebrity.
Right.
As if they are now. I would say like, hey, if you want to be celebrity, follow them when they started their struggle.
Right.
You can't be celebrity following the celebrity how they are doing nowadays. But you have to go through their life, how they struggle, how they come over, how they reach this goal, and now they become the celebrity. So follow their struggle period, not their today's life.
Right. Well, this book that she wrote, she was obsessed with David Cassidy, and this was a time in her life, and she overcame this. And, you know, I said to Diane, I said, we got to find a director that can make this into a movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and because this would be, you know, how she found out about everything, about everybody, which is totally amazing. And in Chapter 9, Yvonne, you had a question on real quick.
No, I didn't have a question about Chapter 9. I just know that I just wanted to let you talk a little bit about people who have obsessions and then they actually do meet and marry the person that they had the obsession over. Isn't that what about Chapter 9 is about, Diana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of people like that, and then, you know, there's other people that didn't obsess when they were... Well, they didn't go through that as a teenager. They met them afterwards. But
yes.
My first two people, these were celebrities that they liked as teenagers.
Was that the wine that Tammy? You're talking about?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And
then Barry Berenstain.
And George Jones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about exactly the difference between how would a person feel, the ones that do have the obsession and do not get their... obsession satisfied compared to one that has the obsession and get satisfied with it. What's the difference? How do they feel?
Well, I guess what you have to do is to have them inspire you. Well, it's just like I have.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like I looked at all of this stuff and I just decided to become a writer. But anyway, Chapter 11, I'll show you what happens when these guys get married and they don't, and the fan never does.
Do we skip Chapter 10?
Oh, we can go into Chapter 10, but that's basically the history of this whole celebrity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Diane, would you like to ask our film director in the house a question? I know we have Steve that's on the line. Hold on a second. Can we tell Steve it'll just be a few seconds? Actually, he'll be right back. We'll be right back. And Steve is actually for you. He's, I think, record business. I can't tell. It's a surprise. But we'll just wait 1 second. And then, Diane, what would you like to tell our film director that's here? Ask him a question.
Hi, Dan. This is Anjani.
Hi.
And
I'm not sure. At first, I wasn't sure about it, but I'm thinking if I could make a kind of fictionalized version, and my point is that I want to change the way that people look at celebrity obsession. It's, you know, I almost think if I didn't know what any of that was, like hero worship or anything, I would think it was almost like church, but it isn't.
I would say this is a great topic, and it's really means on time. Like today's, it's a very great topic. Definitely, we should do something. And Yeah, definitely we have to make in the storytelling type, like how the story flows, so that people can, we have to put some entertainment values, some video making things. And I'm really, let me go through this, and definitely one time we can discuss how we can make this, your vision, into video.
I agree, Dan.
I could do that if I, yes, if I kind of get my point across, which is I want to, like I said, I want to change the way people look at it. Now, I think it's more like an addiction.
Yes.
In fact,
yes,
later on when we get into phase, I think it's phase two,
mm-hmm,
it's part of phase three, that's it. But we start talking about like what you can do about the things that you like about celebrities, what you can do about it if you're not going to have a relationship with them.
Right.
So that comes later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Diane, I was thinking about you during the week because a Tan Talk Radio, 1440 on your AM dial, they do have programs that deal with authors and how, you know, how to get your book across and all that. But I didn't have the real information, but if you want me to get it for next week, I can do that.
Yeah, I think there was somebody on Tuesday, but I'm usually busy Tuesdays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have you do that. And I know, Diane, we have 15 minutes left of the show. It goes so fast. We'll get you on next week, and I want to thank you so much. And
we'll talk about Chapter 10.
Okay.
We will do that.
Just one thing. Do you have an agent now?
No, I thought I did, but
okay.
You know, it's just...
Okay,
no,
that's what I wanted
yet
to ask you.
We're going to help her try to find an agent as well.
Yes.
I agree.
Oh, okay.
All right, Diane, thank you for the Olive Garden gift for our wedding.
Yes.
God bless, and we'll have
you're
you next
welcome
week. Now,
okay.
We're going to go...
Before you go on, I want to talk about Sherry Gordy and her thing there, which was fantastic, and we should definitely get her back on the air again, and how they're doing that, Take the Stage. I got a chance to get up there and perform with some really live entertainers, and it's on the web. That was a highlight of my thing to Las Vegas and
yes,
your wedding.
I know. Sherry Gordy, her mother is not feeling well, so she was supposed to call in today, Barry Gordy's daughter. And Jerry, we're going to go to Steve right now. Steve, welcome to the show. Stay there, Jerry. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi. Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
Fabulous. We're live on Facebook. And we have a really awesome singer, Steve. Tell everybody what you do first.
Well, I started out as a national lighting designer. I did lighting design for Fleetwood Mac and a lot of other bands. And then I became a production manager and technical director. I was technical director at the Riviera Theater for 15 years. And currently I own AMI Records in New York.
Okay, Steve, while we have you on the air, I have actually a singer here that we're going to perform a song, and we're just looking for our engineer. Where did he go?
A critique?
I know. Actually, a critique. Yes, yes, he's here. So, Steve, hold on the line for a second, and he has a record label, and he's helped many people. All right, here it goes. My phone's dead.
Another summer day has come and gone away. In Paris and Rome, I wanna go home. No. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I
so
feel alone. I wanna go home. God, I miss you, you know. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you.
10 minutes,
each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat. You deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky and I know I wanna go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I've had my run, baby, I'm done. I wanna go home. It's a little Michael Bublé for everybody.
Whoa, Steve.
Yes.
You gotta catch him. Gotta take him. You there? All right, Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
What do you think?
I think he has some potential.
Yes, I think
a little pitchy, but if he has a demo reel, I'd gladly listen to it.
Okay, very cool. He just went for America's Got Talent. How did that go?
Went great. So far, they put me through for a callback, which means that the producer on the show listened to me, and he either could send that person through for a callback or not, and he said that he pushed my audition through. So I'm waiting now, sending in an email the next couple of months for my next callback. So.
Well, I like it sounds original. Even when you sang the old songs by Frank Sinatra, you gave it another little twist that I really liked. It was your own thing, and I loved it. I really did.
Thank you.
I did too.
Don, I want to say something about Steve, which is Wonder Dog. He's been my friend for 35 years now. He is the most connected person I've ever met in my whole lifetime in the music business. He's my personal manager, and he's my best friend. And he will be everybody's friend. That's one the way he is. He's that kind of person.
Well, Steve, and I want to thank you so much for calling in and giving a little bit of pointer and views and your life. And we've got 10 minutes, and I have a film director here. We have to learn more about what he's doing. He came all the way down to the station. And, Steve, thank you so much for calling in. Jerry, stay on the line. All right, Steve, God bless. We'll see you soon in New York. All right, God bless.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. So we're back, and so you have a film coming out.
Yes.
Doesn't this hour go fast?
Yes, it does.
And I'm really thankful I'm here, and you want to know about my film. That's been great. So I was talking a little bit 5 minutes ago, like how was my journey from short film to this
major. That's a major film now.
Yeah, huh? Now it's like a full length action film. It's called Nothing Can Stop Me, and we are in pre-production, but all preparation has been done. All the cast and crew are already decided. Location we are doing, and all will be in Tampa Bay area.
What I like about what I saw on my Facebook, and I'll be putting that on Hollywood Connections, I like how you're having people donate, and they can be a part of the movie. Tell how, because people say, how do I get to be a part of a movie? Do I need an agent? Or, you know, you have some awesome advice to give them that they can be a part of it and, you know, also donate to your movie.
Yes, that's a kind of like a fundraising, but it's not for the lead role.
Okay.
The top 11, you should not compromise. Those characters, you have to go with what the demand of the story. But like a receptionist role, like a customer role, that anybody can do if they have, he or she has something to do, or they should get a chance. Mm-hmm. And you know, like filmmaking is a very costly thing. So we are trying to get fundraising at the same time opportunity if somebody can donate. We will do based on their what they have talent.
Oh, I agree. Now, Peter, you're a sportscaster. And do you have a question for our amazing film director that's here in the house? I know you've been trying to get out there in the sports land. As an actor, are you looking maybe for a sports person? Give him your best sports voice.
Peter Blake with the sports web. Bring your passion, bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense.
Yes.
Saturday afternoons from 4 to 5 on WTAN, 1340 AM, the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Wow.
That's good. So if you need an announcer, there he is.
Yeah.
Right? I like that. Now, also,
I'm a little bit interested about listening about the fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, you mean actually giving money, helping with the expenses?
It's a kind of part of fundraising. There are a lot of perks is there on our Indiegogo campaign.
Okay.
People can choose like to be an extra, to be a guest or something.
Oh, I see.
It's a kind of like a fundraising stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting a lot of investors involved into this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are being a part of and contributing all the way from my college, my friends and all. Because this is not like a $30,000-$40,000 film. It's like a $270,000 I need right now.
Okay.
To go into the production.
To make it really the way you want it to be.
So far, we have raised up to like a $90,000, $95,000 we have.
Mm-hmm.
And $95,000 is a good money in Tampa Bay area to make a film.
Right.
But I'm not going to make this film. Because what the vision I have taken and what the standard and the quality of the film, I can't give and I can't take a risk of doing that kind of thing in those kind of money.
Right.
So my requirement is $270,000.
Uh-huh.
Then only we will go to the production. Maybe I will wait a couple month.
Okay, how long has it taken you to raise the 90,000?
It's kind of like a three, four months.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I went to all my friends, my relatives, my all colleague and Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, email. I'm asking everybody to help me, and my all the in Indian business community or something. They are. So some are donating, some are like a kind of like a some percentage or something. But we are negotiating, and I'm going there. And
good.
Very soon we will come up with 270, and you will see this amazing film, Nothing Can Stop Me.
And okay, I love that because that's what the life is all about, and you keep going and nothing can stop you, and I think that's fabulous. And you have a lot of other people that are working with you around to make this happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And who would you like to thank on that?
Lot of people, like definitely my first thanks goes to Bill Copps, who is a like a bone pillar of this film, and another is going to the Bollywood celebrity is called Aryan Ved. He has done like more than 20 films there, and he's not like a star, but everybody knows him.
Oh, sure. You know what I'm going to do real quick, Peter? Let's go to Bill Copps. Just do an interview. Just pull that up. And you saw this interview when
Yeah.
So what did you think of the interview when you first saw that?
That was like a 2009 or 10.
Yeah.
And I was founding, when I was looking for Bill Cobb and some of his clips for my promotion or something, and I found yours.
Oh.
And I think I used, I'm not sure, like I got a couple from his film, and I used his one still.
Nice.
Yeah. So
okay.
We're
going to go to that for 1 second here.
Yeah.
And we'll be right
definitely.
Back.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And we're also working with Cool TV with Cool, and we're working with Cool. It's cool to stay in school.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's a good thought there. It is indeed cool to stay in school. Yes.
With Cool TV and the Dawn Reese Show, and I'm just reading your bio here on a celebrity guest. 120 television programs and films you've been in. Amazing.
Well, thank you.
Wow. How did you first want to get into this business? Do you remember?
I did a very short play.
Mm-hmm.
Short in the sense we only did three performances of a play in a neighborhood theater back home.
And that was in New York?
No, back in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right. I actually, when I decided to start, I did move to New York.
Okay.
But this was in Cleveland.
Wow.
And I wound up going back. I had a good time doing it. I did three. The three performances were a favor for one of my customers. I was a salesman at the time.
Okay.
And I went back after that because I had a good time doing those three mm-hmm. performances. And I auditioned for a regular production.
Mm-hmm.
And I got cast. I got a very good part in the play.
Wow.
And I went back again and auditioned once again for another production. And these were full productions where we rehearsed for 4 weeks and performed for four weeks, 6 days a week. And
how old were you?
I was 35 at that time.
Wow. You know, a lot of people think at 35, oh, I'm too old for this. They do. They tell me I never, and I'm like, you're never too old in this business.
Well, people think that at 17 or 18, they think they're over the hill.
Exactly.
So,
wow.
No, that's hardly the truth.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's how I got started. And once I... had success with those productions, even though I was still quite a novice, and although my friends and some of the critics said I was doing
so
well.
If you want to see that full interview, go to Dawn Reese Show Bill Copps on YouTube, and you'll see the full interview. I'm giving myself a black eye with headsets. We have Scarface on the phone from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to come right back to you as well. And how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Are you enjoying the show?
Yes.
So I found you after we were married, and it was me and my friend were walking around Fremont. I had to go get some shampoo over at Walgreens. Of course, I didn't like the hotel shampoo. Nobody
who
likes
does?
Hotel shampoo.
does.
And I saw you, and you're like a Al Capone actor?
And Tony Montana, the character named Tony Montana, Scarface.
Oh, Scarface. My fault. I'm blonde.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, yes.
Al Pacino, but in character name, Tony Montana.
Now, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Turkey.
Turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what brought you from Turkey all the way down to Las Vegas? Because I have an agent for you that does a celebrity impression for big conventions. I want to hook you up with him.
It's really story. I can make short story. I'm a musician. I'm sitar performer. And then something happened. People told me you look like in Tony Montana. And then I start to act look like Tony Montana. Finally, I didn't know also people told me. They asked me.
Okay, and you had the gun and you had that whole look, and someone said we look like we belong in a movie because it was like that look.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to thank you for calling in because that's, what does it take to be a performer on Fremont Street?
It's hard. Now we have some room. But they have too many kind of performers here. And some people coming, people join. They have good time. They have fun. I think they like it.
Do they have... I have a question.
I have one, too.
Yeah, real quick. I know we have 3 minutes left, and I know I want you to come back as well. You're amazing.
Right. Yeah, thank
and,
you.
And, you know, do you have to have, like, a corner, like Pretty Woman, you know?
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, you have to buy your spot.
You have to claim it. You have to claim your spot.
Only they give you a spot. You don't have to buy.
Okay, so Las Vegas.
I just wanted to ask you a question. You only do this on the corner?
No, he's...
Also, you can go street.
Yes, Fremont Street, downtown.
On the street, okay.
Yeah, he's a performer. Yeah, there were the guys in diapers and...
Oh, my God.
They had Kiss and they had all the performers. But, you know, we want to thank you so much for calling in. And do you have a Facebook or a website? We have 1 minute.
Right now, because I just started 6 months ago.
Oh, just recently started.
Long time. But
okay.
And then after that, I try to make it something for right now I have no. And I meet you with you, Sadam, and you are so nice. My pleasure.
Thank you. Well,
and keep working at it and develop it, okay?
Yes, we'll be back in Vegas and we'll see you again. And thank you for calling in. And we're going to actually kind of end the show with everything here real quick. And we're good. Jerry, are you still on the line?
I'm still here. It was fantastic. Fremont Street is the most amazing. It's like walking through a mall with lights and all kinds of entertainers. I'll tell you one thing. I was the first street performer in Buffalo, New York, ever. Where I picked up my guitar, put a case out, and started playing my guitar, and people started throwing money in. And all of a sudden, the councilman came over to me and said, "Hey, I like this. I want to sit here with you at lunchtime."
Well, Jerry, we're going to play some of your music next week. And everybody, Yvonne, we have 1 minute because I know we have a sports show coming up.
I want to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing.
Cameron, where are you performing tonight?
I'm going to be at Nico Mussolini's Dog Bar in Treasure Island, Florida, off of Blind's Pass. I start at 8 o'clock. And also Orange Fitness will be there as well. So check that out. Mm-hmm.
And also, too, is if they want to donate to your film, A Millionaire That's Out There, they want to donate, where do they call? Where do they put it to?
Yeah, just YouTube, anything. Just do it like Nothing Can Stop Me. And you will get all kind of information about Nothing Can Stop Me. The trailer, the where to donate, my contacts, everything is on the web everywhere.
Okay, can we get some of your actors in the studio next week?
I would love to, and definitely we will contact.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Come
back
again.
Yes.
Okay, and Jerry is on the line.
SongwritersLounge@gmail.com is my email, and also songwriterslounge.net is where they can sign up to become a member of Songwriters Lounge.
That's right. If you'd like to donate to our show, Hollywood Connections, go to PayPal. Put in Dawn. Dishwashing liquid like Dawn, dishwashing liquid, Reese like peanut butter cups, and show, DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com. Help us with the show and believe what we do. We help the youth, and the youth is at the Strawberry Festival. We're out. We love you. And I'm Mrs. Arnold.
Yeah. Thank you.